It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
General George Stoneman was born on a family farm in Busti on August 8, 1822. Stoneman studied at the Jamestown Academy and graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point in 1846. His first assignment was with the 1st U.S. Dragoons, with which he served across the West and in California. After promotion to captain of the 2nd U.S. Cavalry in March 1855, he served mainly in Texas until 1861. At the start of the Civil War, Stoneman was in command of Fort Brown, Texas, and refused to surrender to Confederate authorities. He escaped to the north with most of his command. In late 1862, Stoneman led the Union Cavalry Corps and conducted raids into enemy territory, destroying supplies and gathering intelligence. However, he failed a key assignment to raid and disrupt the Confederate Army of Robert E. Lee during the Battle of Chancellorsville, and the Union Army was defeated. Much of the blame was given to Stoneman, and he was sent to Washington. General Stoneman soon returned to service, only to be captured by the enemy during the Atlanta Campaign, becoming the highest-ranking Union prisoner of war. He was released after 3 months and continued service in the war, conducting various raids in Virginia and Tennessee. Stoneman continued service in the Army until 1871 and then moved to California. In 1882, he was elected governor of California as a Democrat and served a single 4-year term. He died in Buffalo on September 5, 1894, following a stroke. His body was returned to Chautauqua County and buried in the Bentley Cemetery in Lakewood.
Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.